Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India's first bullet train to run between Mumbai and Ahmedabad on the 15th August next year, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act strengthens MG Narega for greater efficiency, transparency and accountability. India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement comes into effect, granting duty-free access to all Indian exports in Australia. President Draupadi Murmu says artificial intelligence is key to country's economic growth and innovation. Many people fear dead in a fire at a New Year party in ski resort in Switzerland, and Met Department issues orange alert for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha, and Rajasthan for tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Vande Bharat sleeper train on Guwahati and Kolkata route in the coming days. This is a very significant milestone for the railways, the country and our passengers.
Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni Bhadrak in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide and viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. He added that the Act strengthens MG Narega by making it more effective, transparent and accountable. Mr. Chauhan further stated that decisions on works will now be taken by the Gram Sabha as per local needs. The scheme will cover water conservation, infrastructure development, livelihood-related activities and disaster mitigation. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said that AI is not just a technology but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country.
आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस आज पूरे विश्व में अर्थव्यवस्था और समाज को नई दिशा दे रही है भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है आने वाले दशक में देश के जीडीपी रोजगार और ओवरऑल प्रोडक्टिविटी में एआई का योगदान महत्वपूर्ण होगा देश का एआई टैलेंट पूल विकसित करने में डेटा साइंस एआई इंजीनियरिंग और डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे स्किल की प्रभावी भूमिका होगी
During the event, the president conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Paper Rahwa Relics related to Lord Buddha on the 3rd of this month at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. The exposition brings together for the first time the Paper Rahwa relics repatriated after more than a century with authentic relics and archaeological materials from Paper Rahwa that was preserved in the collections of the National Museum New Delhi and the Indian Museum Kolkata. The exhibition underscores India's enduring civilizational links with Buddhist teachings and the government's efforts to preserve spiritual and cultural heritage. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines will get duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical devices, and automobiles. India, in turn, will offer preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores, and wine. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal had announced this on the third anniversary of the ECTA on December 29th last year. The total gross goods and services tax, GST, collections grew 6.1% to around 1,75,000 crore rupees in December 2025 as compared to the same month in 2024. The total gross GST revenue in December 2024 was over 1,64,000 crore rupees. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today celebrated its 68th Foundation Day. The organisation was established in 1958 as the Research and Development Wing of the Ministry of Defence to make India self-reliant in the defence manufacturing sector. We have more from our correspondent.
Starting from a small organization with 10 establishments, DRDO today stands as a network of around 41 laboratories and 5 young scientist laboratories engaged in developing defense technologies covering various disciplines. Yesterday itself, it successfully conducted salvo launch of 2 Pralay missiles in quick succession from the same launcher off the coast of Odisha. The indigenously developed solid propellant quasi-ballistic missile can carry multiple types of warheads against various targets. A significant milestone was achieved earlier by successfully destroying 2 aerial high-speed unmanned targets at high altitude in Ladakh by Akash Prime. The weapon systems developed by DRDO played a decisive role during Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has commended DRDO for bolstering India's indigenous capabilities by equipping the armed forces with state-of-the-art technologies. He expressed confidence that it will play a crucial role in the creation of the Sudarshan Chakra to ensure complete aerial protection over the next decade. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Ministry of Defence has recorded significant progress in implementing wide-ranging reforms in last year. These reforms are aimed at strengthening jointness, enhancing defence preparedness, promoting self-reliance and improving welfare delivery mechanisms. The reforms including signing of contracts amounting more than 1 lakh crore rupees, onboarding of over 30 lakh defence pensioners on Sparsh portal have reflected a whole-of-government approach towards building a modern, integrated and future-ready defence ecosystem. It further said that the sustained reform momentum during 2025 has strengthened India's defence preparedness and institutional efficiency. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, today launched 2 versions of the national song Vande Mataram at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. These are the first 2 renditions from the proposed set of 25 musical versions of the song to be presented by Akashvani. The versions were digitally released as part of the 150th anniversary commemoration of Vande Mataram. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the CEO said this commemoration is an opportunity for the people to rededicate themselves to the nation by listening and also understanding the various aspects of this song.
Vande Mataram was composed during our freedom struggle. And as part of the freedom struggle, it became not only a song, but a symbol of our independence movement. People adopted this song not only as a song, but also as a slogan, but also as a salutation.
Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda has inaugurated the e-bill system that will enable the government to process the fertilizer subsidies amounting to approximately 2 lakh crore rupees. The newly launched system represents a paradigm shift from the manual paper-based processes to a fully digital system-to-system workflow, eliminating the need for any physical movement of bills. The National Human Rights Commission India has issued a notice to the Chief Secretary of Madhya Pradesh in connection with a media report claiming that at least 7 people died and more than 40 others fell ill after consuming contaminated water in the Bhagirathpura area of Indore district. Taking Suomoto cognizance of the incident, the commission has called for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. In Switzerland, many people are feared dead and more than 100 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the La Constellation bar in Transmontana ski resort in Valais Canton on the New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. Authorities said an investigation is underway to determine the cause of the explosion, but an attack has been ruled out. Hospitals are operating at full capacity with helicopters and ambulances, including some from abroad, assisting in evacuations. Swiss President Guy Parmelin postponed his New Year's address and expressed condolences to the victims and their families. Bulgaria has officially entered the Eurozone, adopting the euro as its national currency from New Year's Day. With this move, Bulgaria has become the 21st country to join the euro area. To ease the transition, the Bulgarian lev will remain in circulation along with the euro until the end of this month. From the 1st of next month, the euro will be the country's only legal tender. The move marks a major milestone for Bulgaria, which has been working towards Eurozone membership since joining the European Union in 2007. In Himachal Pradesh, light snowfall occurred in the higher reaches today, while a few places in the lower areas received light rain, intensifying the cold wave. Our correspondent reports tourists who have arrived to celebrate the New Year thoroughly enjoyed this change in weather.
The new year has begun in the state with light snowfall and rain. Snowfall in the higher regions of Kullu, Shimla, Kinnaur and Chamba districts has led to a drop in temperatures. Meanwhile, tourist destinations such as Atal Tunnel Rohtang, Solang Nala and Kufri near Shimla also witnessed light snowfall, which was enjoyed by tourists celebrating the new year. The Meteorological Center Shimla has forecast the possibility of light snowfall at isolated places in the higher reaches and light rain in the lower and plain areas of the state during the next 24 hours. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange color warning for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan tomorrow. Snowfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is also predicted for tomorrow. Dense fog conditions in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states will also occur. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index AQI of the national capital was recorded at 379 as of 7 p.m. today. The deck was clear today for setting up a national sports board and a sports tribunal as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act came into force. It will enable the government to begin restructuring of the country's sports administration. The act, notified in August last year, seeks to overhaul governance of national sports bodies, including the Olympic and Paralympic committees and national federations. Under the notified provisions, executive committees of these bodies will be limited to 15 members and must include at least 2 sportspersons of merit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's first bullet train to run between Mumbai and Ahmedabad on the 15th of August next year, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act strengthens MG Narega for greater efficiency, transparency and accountability. India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement comes into effect, granting duty-free access to all Indian exports in Australia. President Draupadi Murmu says artificial intelligence is key to country's economic growth and innovation. Many feared dead in the fire at a New Year party in ski resort in Switzerland. And Met Department issues orange alert for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan for tomorrow. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.